I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Olympian Cullen Jones aims to save lives on his multi-city pool storming tour. But first, here to discuss all things NFL, including the banishment of Thor, Odin, Chili, and Favre to the Viking netherworld, is CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Bill. I love the word Odin. It kind of gives me chills. He freaks me out, Odin.
Well, let's start with the Minnesota Vikings. On Monday, they fired their embattled head coach, Brad Childress. Is it fair that he was the fall guy in this?
Oh, absolutely. Childress created a culture where Favre was kind of treated one way. He was the star quarterback, and everybody else was treated another way. Case in point, two training camps in a row, Favre didn't have to go to. And players don't get upset about stuff like this when the team is winning. Mm-hmm. But when the team is 3-7 and the media is pointing fingers and the fans are booing, and then they realize, wait a minute, that 41-year-old joker at quarterback is the same guy that skipped training camp 2 years in a row. Then they start getting mad, they start pitching a fit, and now you see a team being 3-7. So anyway, Childress didn't cause the players to act like babies, but he set up an environment where they could, and they did.
All right, I hate to bring this question up again, but Brett Favre has announced that he will retire after this season. Can we take him at his word this time, please?
Well, I think we have no choice now because he's so darn awful. I don't know who would want him next year. Completely serious. He's not the kind of guy you want to have on your team as a backup because clearly the chemistry issues and the off-the-field hassles are not worth it unless he's going to be throwing for 4,000 yards. He's not that guy anymore. So I think he might retire simply because no one will take him. But I also think this whole Jen Sterger story, I think he probably has realized, you know what, I need to go home and I need to stay home.
There were three, count them, three NFL games on Thanksgiving Day. Did any of them have you looking up from the stuffing and cranberry sauce?
Yeah, only one of them, and that's because I'm a bad guy. I have a John Kitna rule where if he is playing quarterback for you, I'm not watching you, and that's the Dallas Cowboys, so I didn't watch that game. And my Kitna rule also extends to if he used to be your franchise quarterback, you're lousy, I'm not watching you either. So Detroit Lions, they're out. Mm-hmm. Which leads us to the Bengals at night. And Kitna did used to play for the Bengals, but I've also got a Schadenfreude rule, whatever that word is, that says basically I like to revel in the Bengals' misery. And so I watched that, and I reveled for a good 3 hours.
They are dependable in that respect, aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't know if you realize this, but I live in Cincinnati, so I've been reveling for several years. And I love the fact that, you know, who would have thought that Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco and Pac-Man Jones and Tank Johnson, who would have thought a team with such stalwarts in the locker room would just fold at the first sign of trouble?
Isn't it about time that the National Football League gives Detroit and Dallas a holiday off and gets some, I don't know, some good teams to play on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you know, Dallas is a team that, for my generation and older ones too, we grew up watching the Cowboys because there was no cable back then. So the Cowboys were on NBC or whoever had the NFL back then every week. And so we haven't died off yet. And so as long as people like me are still alive, the Cowboys will still be playing on Thanksgiving and still get pretty good ratings, I guess. The Detroit Lions, though, I can't make sense of that one. Maybe you can tell me why. There's not a single reason in the world for the worst franchise in the NFL over the course of 50 years to keep playing on that marquee day. I can't get it.
I can only fall back on Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition.
Yeah, well, Fiddler on the Roof, if you put that guy quarterback for the Lions, I might watch the game. John Kitna, not so much.
Actually, Dallas has shown some improvement despite Thursday's loss under interim head coach Jason Garrett. Does he deserve to have the word interim stricken from the title?
I think he might, and not just because, well, an interim coach came in, there's a different voice, and they've won a couple, and they really should have won Thursday, so they should be 3-0 under Garrett. And that would be a knee-jerk reaction to say that's enough reason to give him the job. Truth is, he was a rising star for several years, offensive coordinator, and had a couple of chances to go elsewhere. He could have been the Ravens head coach, not John Harbaugh, for example, and he chose to stay. So he's a guy that people have believed would be a really good head coach if given the chance. And now he's proving it. Now they need to play out the rest of the season and still play hard for him. But Wade Phillips did not get that team to play hard for him. It was pretty obvious. He's a very nice guy, but not a very good head football coach. Garrett might be both.
Greg, when we last talked, it seemed that every NFL team was either 4-3 or 3-4. Which teams have begun to separate themselves from the pack since then?
Well, I'm a glasses-half-full kind of guy, so let me say right off the bat, Detroit and Carolina and the Bengals have combined for about 0 wins since we spoke last, and they're all about 2-8 on average, and so they've separated themselves. There's no mediocrity in those cities. How about that? On the bright side, the Jets and the Patriots, are both 9-2, and they've both won 3 or 4 games in a row, and they are running away with the AFC East. They're running away with the AFC's top 2 seeds. And then you've got the Philadelphia Eagles are also running away in that conference. They're only 7-3. Doesn't look like they're that good because, look, Tampa Bay's 7-3, and Tampa Bay's not very good at all. But the Eagles are 7-3, and they're 3-0 since Michael Vick replaced Kevin Cobb at quarterback. So that's probably the 3 best teams in the NFL are the Jets, Patriots, and Eagles.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joins me on Only a Game from time to time to talk pro football. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Bill, so much.